Some news in the world of the criminal justice system, which is why I brought in Wayne, because he is our expert, having been for 28 years in the criminal justice system. And this has to do with a judge granting a grand juror the ability to go out and speak about the deliberations that the grand jury had in the Breonna Taylor police shooting case. And this was Jefferson County, and it had to do with the attorney general of the state, because you can't have the county investigating a county cop or even a city cop, because it's within the, there's a conflict. So Cameron, who is the attorney general, Daniel Cameron, attorney general of Kentucky, took over the case. And almost immediately after the grand jury refused to indict the four police officers, only one was indicted, and not even for the shooting, for shooting into the apartment next door. And all of a sudden, you had people that just started screaming in the community and the family of Breonna Taylor saying, hold on a minute, this is a bunch of BS. Something is dreadfully wrong there. And I came out and I said, well, come on. Grand juries are allowed to do this. They're allowed to not charge. That's what the grand jury is about. However, we're finding out that the attorney general did not bring a case to the grand jury, an all-encompassing case. So, Wayne, let's start with the secrecy of the grand jury, because we still don't know the name. And I don't think we're ever going to know the name of the grand juror. That's being kept secret. But what happened in the deliberations is I don't even know of a case where that was released. So let's start talking about that.
Grand juries are typically kept secret. Not always. Once in a while. Sorry about that. Once in a while, grand jury information is released. Rarely are the identities of grand jurors released, although in this case, it's the grand jurors themselves who are asking for permission to identify themselves. So right now, it's up to the grand jurors if they want to be known. They haven't yet. I don't know if any of them will, but they are speaking. So here's the thing. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is gutless. He knew that this would be controversial. We all knew it would be controversial. He also knew something that is very hard for some people to accept, and that is that it would be as close to impossible as you can imagine to convict any of those police officers of homicide, of murder, because, and I think I can dispatch with this very quickly, when they went in to serve the warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend shot at them. Everybody agrees that happened. He had a right to shoot at them. That's why he is not in any legal trouble. He had a right of self-defense. The cops then had a right of self-defense when he shot at them. So in shooting, they didn't do anything illegal. The theory that's been floated is that somehow, while shooting their guns with the right of self-defense, they behaved so carelessly that they then simultaneously lost the right of self-defense, therefore making the killing of Breonna Taylor a murder. But it is almost a purely philosophical chicken and egg problem, as opposed to a true legal problem. Daniel Cameron knew that. And I can't fault him for not wanting to try to present a murder case to the grand jury. And he didn't. But here's why he is gutless and probably should resign. Two reasons. One, after the grand jury finished, he came out and made it sound like they were the ones who rejected murder charges. They were never presented murder charges.
That becomes a major issue. And that is, we were not given enough information. All we were told is that the prosecutor thinks there was not, Cameron thinks there wasn't enough evidence to go forward and convict. Therefore, we're not going to bring any charges, which we now find out.
And he was trying to throw the grand jury under the bus on that decision, which is terrible. There's one other thing why he's terrible. They asked about, hey, what about murder charges? What, you know, what do you have on that? What about it? And they said, well, we don't think we could make anything stick, so we don't have anything for you. Here's the thing. In Kentucky, anyway, the attorney general works for the grand jury. And here's what I mean by that. Kentucky Rule of Criminal Procedure 514, if a grand jury wants prosecutors there, they have to show up. And I'll just read this to you. The attorney for the Commonwealth, that's Cameron, shall also, when requested by the grand jury, draft indictments. The grand jury has the right and the prosecutor has the obligation to pursue requests by the grand jury to look into other charges. So when they said, no, we're not going to go there, they were violating the rules of procedure in Kentucky.
Now, I'm assuming that it will find out when the transcripts are released, if they are going to be released, that questions were specifically asked of Cameron relating to the shooting, relating to what happened, relating to the specifics of what happened in that apartment room, in that apartment building. And it's you're right. Cameron is he's in a little bit. He's politically in trouble, obviously. Yeah. That's about it. And it's as the attorney general, the only people that he reports to are the people during an election. So no one can fire him. No one can force the resignation. But at the same time, the argument, especially after the grand jury said, we want information on this. And he said, nah, we don't have enough evidence to convict. So I'm not even going to give you the information. That's a big no-no. And the family, right from the beginning, was right. That there was something more to that. And I tend to not to agree with families who are victims because they're, I believe they overreact. It's always accusations made against the police. It's always murder. It's always executions. And when it turns out in the end, it quite isn't that way. They were dead on in this one. And
so now it's a matter of what the fallout will be.
Yeah.
For Daniel Cameron, if any.
Hey, can the grand jury reconvene and actually indict the cops on all of the charges, or a new grand jury?
Because I can't think of a legal reason that they couldn't.
So either this grand jury or when they reconvene, because it's a new grand jury, depending on the time, it's either 18 months or 12 months that a grand jury is in session. Then it starts all over again. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. All right, Wayne, thanks much on this one.